Hi, welcome back everyone to the Rudder and Compass podcast by Chief Chuck. I am your host, Chief Chuck. Today is the 6th of July, 2020. What a year it's been, huh? We're over halfway through, and I think most of us are glad to say that we're over halfway through, and we're somewhat scared of what's going to come in the last half, but I'm hopeful that the last half becomes the best half. Things will settle out, and I think they'll get better. And hopefully we'll return to some sense of normalcy. But we're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes, and we're going to start with that of normalcy. What is normal? I personally, ever since this started in March, I have hated the term new normal and social distancing. Social distancing is something I've done my whole life. I try to stay away from close contact with people if I can. I'm actually an introvert somewhat, despite how you may read me in my emails on Twitter, or if you have met me in person, how you see me speak and how I talk on podcasts and interviews. I actually don't like crowds, and I really just don't like engaging sometimes. I make myself do it because it's good to do, but this isn't social distancing. This is physical distancing. You need me to stay 6 feet away from someone because your science has shown that an airborne virus, which is the common cold, the flu, swine flu, avian flu, Hong Kong flu, and Chinese flu, otherwise known as COVID-19, because we're all sensitive pussies now. You told me to stay 6 feet away so that someone spits when they talk, that I don't get your spit and I don't catch your virus. And that's cool. I don't have a problem with that, man. That's fine. I'm totally okay with that. So it's not social distancing. It's physical distancing. And new normal. Nothing. This is all almost like the old joke of how can a product be new and improved? It can't be new and be improved. It can either be improved or it can be new. New normal is not normal. New is new. Normal is normal. And everyone's normal is different, so to try to put a generic tag on what is normal and make it fit to billions of people worldwide is just stupid. Our routines have changed. We have new routines. We have new schedules. We have new ways of doing things, but it's far from normal. Most of you know I'm in my real job, in my real life, I'm a government employee. And we started teleworking on the 16th of March. And, you know, for a while it was cool because we'd always wanted to do it. And I've always been one of the forefront leaders of change in the government, of asking that question of the older generation, why can't we telework? If everything I do is email and computer-based and phone-based, what difference does it make where I'm sitting for X number of hours a day? If I am getting my work done, the customers have no complaints, the work is getting done, verified by metrics, performance, all those things that we track, what difference does it make where I'm at? Well, it turns out that my plans and my thoughts and my theories got put into execution on March the 16th. And 100 something days later, 20 days later, here we are. And that's cool. It's worked out well. It hasn't worked for everyone, and I know it doesn't work for everyone. But that's not your new normal. That's just your new schedule. It's your new way of doing something. It's your new process. It's your new system. So I think that when we throw these generic terms at people and we try to make that tag stick to everything, it doesn't work very well. So I challenge everyone to, you know, find your own terms and find what you're comfortable with. Me, I've settled into a routine. It's been great. I've lost weight. I'm working out more. I'm eating healthier. So I'm interested in what you're doing. How has it been for you? Has the forced lockdown, if you're even forced to lockdown, a lot of you just never stopped. A lot of you had to keep going to work. Essential workers, frontline, I appreciate all of you, by the way. And if you didn't change, but if you did change, how is that affecting you? What's it been like for you? Are you sick of it? Do you want to go back to work? Do you want to go back to the office? I know you want to travel. I do. My wife and I are road hogs, man. We love to go, and this is killing us. You know, we're not traveling anywhere near what we used to. We have park passes for the major amusement parks, Six Flags, Cedar Fair parks, all these things, and we rotate them out each year, and we haven't been able to go, and it's terrible. So we have a goal list of trying to ride the top 10 fastest and tallest roller coasters in the world, and we've done most of them, all except the ones overseas, but you know, they're building new coasters and we want to go see them, but you can't. So here we are. So I'm really curious as to how this has affected you. So please, you know, take a few minutes, reach out to me via email. You know, chiefchuck2k@gmail.com is great. On Twitter, @chiefchuck2k. You can reply here to these episodes if you are listening on Anchor. I know you can reply. But I'm easy to get a hold of. I'm on Facebook. You can just search Chief or Chuck Whitworth or Chief Chuck. That'll take you to my page regardless. So that's where we're at with, you know, no new normal, no social distance. It's physical distancing. It's your new schedule, routine. It's your new way of life. Will it become normal? And when it does become normal, well, then it's not new anymore. That's when they'll make a switch back. So those are just my thoughts on that, of catching you guys up now that I've also had the time to bring the podcast back. During the shutdown, quote unshutdown, quote quarantine, not a quarantine, the new way of life, my new schedule. I have more time to express myself and work on my content. And I hope you have too. If you're a content creator like myself, if you have something you'd like to promote, please get a hold of me. I'm happy to promote it. If you've got a book that you've written, send me a copy of it. I'll read it. I'll shoot it out to my 7,000 followers on Twitter. And I'll make a podcast about it and put it on my email subscriber list, which you can go to MailChimp and search for me there. Or you can go to Twitter and it's pinned tweet to my timeline. And on my profile has the links for my email. So let's take a quick break. We're going to shift gears in just 1 second. And we'll throw something right back at you when we come back. All right, welcome back to the second part of this podcast episode. I guess I can call it season two, episode two, of the Chief Chuck, the Rudder and Compass podcast. As we move forward in these podcasts, I just wanted to catch you guys up with what I'm thinking about and what's going on. And then as we go forward, there'll be some segments that I'm going to devote to talking about some leadership things and some self-improvement things and some of what we call the gray wave of how I can help you with my 56 years life experience. I tweeted recently a pretty good tweet engagement about, you know, I'm not a guru. I'm not on Twitter to make money. I'm not doing podcasts to make money, even though if you'd like to donate, that's fine. Though there's a link on the dashboard page and on my profile page to Cheddar Up. It's really just you donate, buy me a cup of coffee. If you like what you hear and you enjoy listening to me and engaging with me, throw a buck in there, buy me a cup of coffee. I'll shoot you an email. We'll have a conversation and, you know, just a good friendly chat. That's what we need more of these days. You don't need to be preached at and barked at and sold to and told how stupid you are and how messed up you are and how you're wrong and how you're not doing this right. I just want to have conversations with people. I want to talk about current events without the hate, the rhetoric, the noise. I just like to have a conversation about something. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of things we need to talk about. But we need to have a reasoned and a measured conversation and talk like adults, not screaming at each other because I'm too busy trying to convince you that you're wrong and I'm right, and you're trying to convince me that you're right and I'm wrong. It's, you know, you can't do anything like that. And we never will. So, you know, check all that out. Throw me some, you know, let's do what you want to do with that. That's easy. But I wrote that I'm not a guru. I don't write e-courses. I don't write e-books. I don't tell you how to do things. I can't help you succeed at Twitter. I'm not that overly successful myself. I am, you know, I'm at one of the percentages of the Twitter world. You know, anytime you go over, I think, what is it, 500 followers or 1,000 followers, you're in a super small percentage of Twitter users, and at 7,000 roughly, I'm doing okay. You know, I'm not 10,000, 100,000, you know, million follower guru. I'm just me. I just talk about things. I laugh sometimes. You get these 20-year-olds that throw you all this life wisdom and guidance, and they haven't lived. You know, it's like someone that's never been inside of a car that has watched videos of, you know, Fast and Furious telling you how to drive. It just doesn't work. I've been there and done it. You know, some of my compatriots on Twitter, you know, the gray wave, we've done it. We've lived it. Now, I'm not saying, please listen. Some of these 20-year-old guys are smart as whips, man. They are on their game. They're very smart. They're very wise. And I know a lot of old people that are just stupid idiots. So I'm not saying that age has anything to do with it. I'm having to say experience does a lot with it. I've lived a varied life. A lot of it's military. A lot of it's in the civilian world. You know, I've raised a son and been married for, you know, over 25 years now. So I have a perspective to offer a lot of people about a lot of things. So, you know, that's enjoyable, and I enjoy passing that along. And if you enjoy hearing it, then hopefully you get something out of it. Or if you think I'm just full of it, you can certainly tell me that. I don't mind. You're not going to hurt my feelings. So I think that's one of the good things about what we do and how we do it. So, like I said, going forward, we'll do some things, and we'll talk about some things. Current events, listen, I'm staying off of politics. It's just no point. You know, what we have right now is you had an impeachment that didn't go the way they thought it would go, even though I think it really did go the way they thought it would go. But it didn't go. So immediately we went into, oh my God, there's this virus and it sucks. It's dangerous. I'm not going to debate the science and the medical, cause I'm not a doctor. I can tell you that I had coronavirus. It wasn't fun. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't go to the hospital. But it was before we really knew what it was. And now they've gone back and tested and said, yeah, okay, you had it. You know, you spike a fever, it's scary. It's a cough that lasts forever. It's like having the worst case of pneumonia. But I lived and survived, so it's okay. But that doesn't mean that it's that way for everybody. But we went right into that, and then all of a sudden we had the George Floyd event that just really highlighted a lot of the things that I think people have been trying to express for quite a while. Do the police need reform? Absolutely. Was this the best way to go about getting it? Probably not. It led to protest, as was expected. I think some outside forces took advantage of that and latched onto it. My personal opinion is Antifa is a modern-day version of the KKK. You know, they are a agency that has fed on small minds to promote an agenda from the people that are mastering them, much like the Democrats. I believe that the KKK, they weren't happy about civil rights and the slavery. They are now doing this to create tension and unrest. And it's all based around having to get your favorite celebrity elected to the highest office in the land. I'm convinced there's hardly few true patriots in government service from the elected side anymore, but that's okay. We will eventually swing back around and come to our senses and take this country back. But, you know, that's neither for you or I to debate or decide or do, I guess. But we do need to talk about it and how it affects the social dynamic. I know a lot of people hate. A lot of people I've never seen throw this much hate out on social media are really, really ramping it up, and they're becoming, I think, just the simmering teapots. And we need to remember that that's what they, whoever the ubiquitous they is, are, that's what they want. They want us to reach that boiling point and take ordinary, average, normal citizen and turn ourselves into raving lunatics. So don't fall for it. So anyway, that's where we're at. I'm going to try to get these out once a week, you know, get it on a regular schedule. I love doing this. It's easier for me to talk than write. So let's wrap up with a little bit of business. I told you I try to keep these less than 20 minutes. That's the average commute if you're going to work. That's the average workout on a treadmill, a bike, a rower, a good walk outside if it's not a blazing 100 degrees hot like it is here. But just some business. Let's go through it real quick on Twitter at ChiefChuck2K. When you go to Twitter and you click the follow button and you follow me, you can see my timeline, the pinned tweet, and in my bio, it tells you how to get signed up for my email list. I send out emails twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sometimes on Friday, I talk about one of my more successful tweets or just something that I found funny. You can get anchor.fm to get the Rudder and Compass podcast, also on Spotify and a bunch of others. You can click those on your favorite one. You can also find me on Facebook, look Chuck Whitworth or Chief Chuck, and you can find me that way. And all of those things will link together. And if you feel so inclined, I appreciate you buying me a cup of coffee. I'll buy you one day, and we'll have a good conversation. And I hope to engage with all of you at some point, each and every time. That's what this is all about. This is how we stay sane, and this is, doesn't need to be a one-way conversation. So you'll always hear me wrap up a podcast or an email with the word Semper Fortis, Latin for always strong. And that is U.S. Navy motto, and I live by that. And I also live by the U.S. Navy core values of honor, courage, and commitment. Find your course. Set your course with your compass. Lock your rudder down and steer your best course. Until we talk again, I hope each and every one of you have the best week and the best days that you can. Semper Fortis.